The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend some time with me here today. And, you know, I hope you Kansas City Chiefs fans have had time to lick your wounds. Certainly was big for that young man from Odebolt. Little pick six was pretty good, pretty solid outing. And he got himself a ring, so that's pretty cool for the Iowa connection. But, yep, I only watch the first half, but it was pretty well over by then. And I'm not a big NFL fan, and so we went over to some people's houses, but I had been driving all day, and so I left after the halftime show. That last weekend, what I did, and I've talked about this before, I take my daughters each on one daddy-daughter weekend, typically, per year. And I think it's a great thing to do with your kids, and I will probably want to do that with my grandkids, too. It's just such a nice, special time, and we've done such really neat things, and we've seen all kinds of cool places. I took my youngest up to Minnesota, and we searched for Lake Superior agates, and then had those polished up, and they're sitting in our living room. And then my oldest, the first time, this was years ago, I took her down to Keokuk in that area, and we camped out, and then we got some geodes. Was pretty cool. Brought those back and cracked them in the driveway with a tool I rented from Ace Hardware. Just fun stuff. But they're a little older now, 14 and 16, so they're not, I don't know if I could sell going to find rocks again, although I really enjoyed it. And they enjoyed it too, but they're a little older. And it's usually a surprise. In the past, it has always been a surprise. I've not told them. But my oldest, we didn't get to go last summer, and it's typically in the summer, but she's been hitting me up to go snowboarding. And so I took her up to Granite Peak up in Wisconsin, and it's in Wausau. It's essentially, I didn't realize it's basically right in town, and Wausau is about 40,000. What a nice, clean town. And they have like a whitewater river park where they've kind of dammed up the river. I think they're talking about doing that in Des Moines, have been for a while, but the Des Moines River is obviously much bigger, but I shouldn't say obviously, it is much bigger. But this, it looks like a really nice town in the summer, but certainly we were there during the winter, and it was, Granite Peak is a nice big ski area. I mean, if it's probably, we go to Seven Oaks just to get some hours in, and the longest run at Seven Oaks takes about a minute if you're cruising. But they had some runs. They had some runs that would take you 5-8 minutes to get down. And so really, really nice. The first day, it was just beautiful, beautiful, very cold, very clear. And we just had a great time. And we went, probably snowboarded 5 or 6 hours that day. We went for about 3 or 4 hours and then went home and took a little nap, came back for a couple hours. My daughter actually ended up, she calculated out, she rode for 7 hours that day. And the second day, I rode for about 2.5 hours, but I had a bit of a spill. And I was trying to get video of my daughter to put a little video together for our little weekend to remember. And hurt my back pretty good. And I'm thinking I might have torn my meniscus. I'll keep you updated. I was barely able to walk on Sunday. And then I drove about 6.5 hours and to get home. And that didn't help my back, and it was a rough Sunday. But today, Monday, last Monday, to you in Radioland, I feel much better. I have been really hitting the ibuprofen pretty hard this morning, and I feel better, but there's still some tenderness. If I saw myself in the office, I would think, you probably tore your meniscus, and I'm just going to, at some point, get an MRI. It's not an emergency. And when you do tear a meniscus, it really depends on how old you are, how we approach it. If you're young, if you're 30 and under, you might end up getting a meniscus repair surgery. Although, in that age group, it's still very uncommon compared to the number of what we call a meniscectomy, or taking out part of the meniscus. So a lot of people will tell you that they had a meniscus repair. Almost certainly they didn't, especially if they're over 30. They almost certainly did not have a repair, and they had part of the meniscus taken out. Because the anatomy of the meniscus is such that only the very rim of it has a good enough blood supply that you can do a repair. So only a very specific tear pattern is fixable. Otherwise, you just have to take the torn part out. Now, given that I'm 54... I will probably have to take the torn part out if it is torn. But I also am not in a huge hurry to do it. So what I tell patients who are in my situation, 54, last I checked, my knee did not have arthritis. I will get an x-ray at some point. But if you're in your 50s and you have a torn meniscus, you kind of see how it goes. It's not an absolute rush. I mean, theoretically, over time, it's going to propagate, meaning the tear will get bigger like a crack in a windshield. But there's certainly not any super big hurry to go have surgery, because it's typically not going to, you know, go from a small to a giant tear overnight. But I'm really active, so I'm going to get it looked at, because I do a lot of sprints and I do a lot of kettlebells. And kettlebells aren't that tough on the knee. But sprints can be, and it has been hurting a little bit when I've been sprinting. So this isn't all just initial injury. So there's been a little bit of symptoms beforehand. But I will tell you that all the kettlebells and all the sprints I've been doing and all the weightlifting and the sit-ups and all that stuff, boy, it sure made for a fun snowboarding weekend with my daughter. And I just flat out, a year ago, before I lost all the weight and really upped my exercising, there's just no way. I would have probably done an hour the first day and an hour the second day and been done. And boy, I'm just reaping the rewards of all of the time that I put in the gym. And there's just nothing more precious to me than my time with family, and to be able to spend time doing stuff with my daughters that they think is fun and exciting, because it's hard to be fun and exciting to your teenage daughters, as anybody who has ever had teenage daughters knows. But yes, if you have a meniscus tear, so the meniscus is just that cushion, so the knee, if you look at the end of the knee, it's like the end of a pig or a chicken bone. That's the cartilage. And that's the lining cartilage. But then there's these, they kind of look like gaskets, and they're called meniscus. And there's one on the inside and one on the outside of the knee. And when they tear, oftentimes you do need to get them taken out. And what I would say is that the older you get and the more arthritic your knees are, the less likely that you would need a meniscus surgery, even if you have a torn meniscus. So they've done a lot of studies on somebody who already has an arthritic knee. So if you have arthritis and your cartilage is broken down and you then have a torn meniscus on top of that, if your problem is pain, then you likely are not going to get a lot of pain relief from taking out that torn meniscus, because the surface of the cartilage, the lining cartilage, what we call the articular cartilage, which just means the cartilage at the end of the joint. So you have this articular cartilage, and then you have the cushion, the meniscus. If your articular cartilage, so the lining cartilage on the end, if that's just all really broken down and a very rough edge, it should be super smooth. When I put the scope in there, if it's a young person's knee and they just have a little torn meniscus and that's all that's happened, it looks like a cue ball, the end of the knee. It's like a roundish, perfectly white. But in an older patient, if you do end up going in, because sometimes you, if there's not too much arthritis on the x-ray or the MRI, you go in and then sometimes you see that there's actually more arthritis than you would have thought. You know, it can look like a gravel road. Or when I open it up to do a knee replacement, I mean, it's just bare bone, and oftentimes the bone has ridges in it where it's been rubbing on the other bone. So there's just a wide variety of how that knee can look, the end of the knee. But if you have arthritis and you have a meniscus tear, if your problem is pain, then a knee scope is unlikely to resolve that pain. Now, you could make an argument, if you had arthritis and then you injured your knee and then you were noted to have a meniscus tear and it hurts right there, maybe. But the literature, the medical studies would suggest that you will not get good long-term pain relief for doing a meniscus surgery on a knee that's clearly arthritic. They actually did a study. They did fake surgery on half the patients, so they just poked holes in their knees and did nothing. And the other half, they did an actual surgery to take out the meniscus. And at 6 months, there was no difference between the two groups, if, you know, noting that these patients already had significant arthritis on their x-rays. However, if your problem is mechanical symptoms, in other words, your pain's not too bad, you've got some arthritis, but you have very bad catching or locking, then sometimes surgery to take out the meniscus can be helpful. But one thing you need to always be aware of, if you're, let's say, 45 or older, and especially if you're heavy, bigger framed person, if you have a meniscus surgery, there is a possibility your symptoms could worsen because of it. And that possibility goes up every year that you are on the planet. In other words, if you're 30 and you have a torn meniscus and you have no arthritis on your x-ray and there's no arthritis seen at the time of surgery, your likelihood is 90%+ that you're going to get better from that surgery. If you're 50 and you don't look like you have much arthritis, but you're a little bit heavy set, you still have, I would say, a not small, somewhere around a 20-30% chance that your knee is going to get worse after a meniscus surgery. Now, you may decide to go ahead and go along with that surgery and say, look, I'll take the 50% chance that my knee will get better for some time, because if it keeps going the way it's going to go, I need a knee replacement anyway. And that's what would happen. So if you have this meniscus surgery in an arthritic knee and your knee gets worse, well, then you just need to have a knee replacement, which you were probably going to need to have at some point anyway. So, you know, it's just, it's interesting because even these, what we consider a meniscus surgery, is not a big surgery. We put two small holes on the front of the knee. We used to do three, and then now we do two. And I think it's just that the equipment got a little bit better as far as pumping water in through the camera. But anyway, so you have one hand is on the camera, so there's a camera inside there, and you're pumping water inside the knee the whole time. So you're kind of blowing the knee up with fluid, and that helps you to see it. And it also helps to sort of give you a little bit of space to work with. And so it's called an arthroscopy. Or knee scope. So arthroscopy just means scope inside a joint. So if you have a knee that's somewhat arthritic and you pump that water in it, sometimes just even if you don't do much surgery in there, that pumping of that water in can really inflame the knee if it's arthritic. Again, what I'm trying to paint a picture for people is that a knee arthroscopy or a knee scope and a meniscus surgery is not the same in everybody's knee. Most surgeries are not. Even a knee replacement is very different. Depends on what you're starting with. But the knee arthroscopy in an older, more arthritic knee is just fraught with more challenges. And of course, now with mine, I mean, I'm 54. I'm a lot thinner than I used to be, but I still weigh 230 pounds. So I'm not a slight guy by any stretch. And so if I get an x-ray and an MRI and it looks like I have a small meniscus tear and no other problems with my cartilage, I'm still going to probably see how it feels for the next month, which is what I would tell a patient in my shoes is, well, you don't lose anything waiting to see how you feel in a month. Now, we don't know 100%, and that's why we don't have all of the answers all of the time. What is not treating that going to do with respect to whether I advance into having arthritis into that knee or not? I don't know. And nobody really knows. Those studies would be so hard to do and would require, you know, long-term follow-up on patients and knowing exactly what their meniscus tear looked like. I think just from the perspective of being cautious, the less pain someone's in general, the less, you know, you want to do surgery on their orthopedic surgery on them. So I had a woman come in today to the office, and she said, I am ready to schedule my knee replacement. And she had had a, I don't know if it was a sleeve or a bypass, she had a gastric surgery for weight loss and had already lost a bunch of weight. And I said, well, how's the knee? And she said, oh, well, it doesn't even hurt anymore, really. I mean, a little tiny bit. And I said, well, wait a sec. Yes, you have arthritis, but if your knee now does not hurt, then we're not going to do a knee replacement, because the knee replacement, the number one reason to have a knee replacement is for pain relief. And you can certainly, if your knee is starting to go like be super crooked or you're not able to come straight, those are other reasons. But this woman's knee bends all the way back and comes all the way straight, and she was having less and less pain. I said, you're probably going to keep having less pain as you continue your weight loss from this surgery. She had only had the surgery 6 weeks ago. And she kind of had had the surgery so she could get her weight down for the knee replacement because she was in such pain. She said, oh, I need to have a knee replacement. I said, well, you're going to have to lose some weight. She chose to go have a surgery. And then she comes back and all of a sudden she doesn't have any knee pain. So that's great. And, you know, maybe she bought herself years. I don't know. I said, well, frankly, don't need to come back and see me until your knee hurts again. And if it doesn't hurt again before I retire, then go see the next person. I mean, she had a fair amount of arthritis. I mean, you could certainly see it. But that's one thing that I think is an important point as well. You can have a knee that looks very arthritic on x-ray, and if it doesn't hurt, then I wouldn't want to do a knee replacement. Again, unless it's super deformed, meaning that it's like sticking out to the side, or you know, you don't come all the way straight, so you're limping around. You know, if you can't bring your knee all the way straight, it's very hard to walk properly. And that's a real solid reason to have a knee replacement. But really, it's more about pain. So yeah, just a little bit of meniscus and knee arthritis talk. And speaking of that, my partner and I, Dr. Michael Dirks, on February 18th at 6 o'clock at the Santa Maria Winery here in Carroll. And you will get some tasty free hors d'oeuvres and get to meet the very nice orthopedic surgeons that live here in Carroll. I'm going to go over knee replacement and the Mako, and he's going to go over hip replacement, and then we're going to be able to answer some questions. So if you'd like to come, we'd love to see you. It should be fun. I've enjoyed doing these kind of community outreach things in the past, and that should be good. And I do want to remind people that I am in Audubon every week now, and I kind of forget to say that because I just don't remember to say it. But for those of you who are out in the Audubon area, I don't know how far all these radio signals go, but I'm happy to see you at Audubon. and I have a clinic there every week. It's one week it's Wednesday, and the next week it's Thursday, so I'm there every week, either Wednesday or Thursday. And I really enjoy working out there. It's a really nice place. It's a bunch of very nice people to work with, and you know, we do surgery out there. I don't do the joint replacements out there because we don't have the Mako robot, but I do surgery out there for sure. And I do enjoy my time out there. So if it's convenient for you to come over to Audubon, that's fine. Otherwise, the rest of the days of the week, Monday through Thursday, I am here in Carroll. So I hope everybody is staying warm, and I hope things are warming up. And I will be back next week, and you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.